Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Friday, we're talking to Barrett about what's happening with WWE. And, of course, he's from Kansas City and got to be good friends with he and his wife and his family and his brother and his wife. And just they're all good people.
Right.
But he suddenly brings up that he's surfing around on the net.
Speaking of just, like, relaxation, I was on the computer the other day and I came across this jacuzzi for your jewels, but it said 98.9 Rock on their thing, and I was like, no, I bet. And I was like, do you have one? I feel like for the show, you're in there just...
Yeah, I don't have one.
Yeah, he's supposed to be sending us the regular version. He'll send us the regular version, but they're going to make him, if somebody will pay for it, they make him in, like, plated gold and whatever, just for your ball.
Well, we'll definitely. I swear to God, I will talk this guy out of one for you.
Yeah.
With your name on it for the king, a gold plated one.
Yeah, it's
the king jewel. Yes. That would be amazing.
Testacuzzi is the website. That's.
Yes.
Yeah.
The internet. Bringing the world to your fingertips. Information, technology, e-commerce, and such classic videos as Two Girls, One Cup.
I'd like to say I haven't seen that one. I'd also like to say I wish I could bleach my brain.
But we here at the Johnny Dare Morning Show understand that sometimes places like
your job
frown upon you looking at things on the internet that could be construed as pornography.
And that is why we're here.
We find the products that make your world a better place.
We do the research.
In some cases, we do the field testing.
And quite frankly, there are some of us who need a breathalyzer on their PayPal account.
I'm going to buy a laser.
But now, as we strive to bring technology to your doorstep, the Johnny Dare Morning Show presents
the website of the day.
We've had them on before. It's Testacuzzi. How do you spell that? T-E-S-T-I-C-U-Z-Z-I. T-E-S-T-I-C-U-Z-Z-I.com. And the CEO, Ryan Walls, he was the founder. This was your idea, wasn't it, Ryan?
You bet.
And we were talking about this today. But just at what point you go, look, it's research and development is going to be pretty expensive, but I really think there's a market, a niche for ball jacuzzis.
You know, in my world, you just do it. There's no questioning whether it's going to pay off or not. If you see something like a testacuzzi in your mind, you make it. It doesn't matter how much it costs.
Well, here's the crazy thing is, it never occurred to me one way or another. Even if I knew it existed, I thought, well, that's funny. That's a very funny idea. But I still am like, I don't know that I need to drop my balls in a jacuzzi. That being said, we're talking to our friend Baron Corbin, King of the Ring, huge WWE superstar, and he immediately pulls this up and wants to talk about it because he'd seen it online.
Yeah. I mean, we've had some insane publicity lately. We're going viral everywhere you can think of, and so it doesn't surprise me. I'm glad that he's seen it.
So,
but your friend Jake, you know, called me and said, hey, we want to get the testacuzzi for this guy because he brought it up, and we said, absolutely. And it turns out we had overnighted you guys a couple already that you can give away, but we also, I have a gold one in stock that I'm going to give for him. I heard your clip about getting his name on one, and we're going to do that for him.
Oh, he'll love that. You'll love that, dude.
Yeah.
It'll be fantastic. And let me tell you something. If you think he won't post it on all his social media, I mean, the King's Jewels, Baron Corbin, the King's Jewels, if you can put that on there.
You bet it. The King's Jewels. We've got it.
He will love that. We'll get him on here in a second, and I'll let you give him the news, too. But before, let me, tell everybody who doesn't know about the testacuzzi, what it is. I mean, what does it do? Why do people need it?
You know, it's a bubbler for your balls, and there's so many different reasons why a person would need it, and there's so many different functions. you know, we made it originally starting out as a playful, hey, that's a funny, cool idea. But when you actually use the thing, it's a whole different experience, something like you've never felt before. It leaves you relaxed, you know, depending on how you use it. If you want to put some essential oils in it or whatever, it leaves you smelling fresh before you have playtime. I mean, it's just a fun and useful thing.
And and now I understand it's not always warm water that you will put in. Sometimes you just want like fizzy water, you're saying?
Well, you put what you want in it. Water-wise, if you're in the mood for a nice relaxing soak, you go hot. If you've had a real stressful day, you put some nice ice water in it, cool down and relax.
And he's also created a new word instead of happens. It's happy penis, happiness, because experience happiness, uh-huh. Happiness.
Exactly.
And you free your man, bitch, dunk your junk. You got to get naked, and you can put warm water in. You can put cold water in. You could put an Alka-Seltzer in for some fizzy balls. You could put some sparkling water in, depending on how fancy you're feeling that day.
Exactly, yeah. Any alcohol you like. I might burn, but you can go anywhere you want with this thing.
By the way, if you do not offer, and wait for it, tiny bath balls, you're insane for this. You've got to sell this merch. Little things you drop in and they fizz. Called bath balls.
We actually have some of those being manufactured right now.
Well, there you go. I'll get an original idea. But you're right, yeah, because it makes perfect sense, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We've got
some of those in the oils.
Will it be peppermint? Will it be a lovely chamomile tea?
Definitely not peppermint. Peppermint might leave you a little bit too much of a sensation you don't want to experience, but some, you know, we've got some cedar wood for your wood oil,
mm-hmm.
and a couple other things we're working on. So
there's
lots you can do with it.
So I've got one here. I'm going to turn it on here. Let me see here. Oh yeah, hold on.
Well, if you use that on air, I mean, that's some great publicity right there.
But here, you guys can hear it. Yeah, it's got a little pad for you to set your penis mm-hmm. on. It's nice and soft, and then you got it's even got a groove for the underbag, for like underwear with the attachment, the gooch,
mm-hmm.
and then drop them in like, yeah, no, that would probably feel, yeah, I kind of want to hand it over the electronics, but put your finger in this.
Put your hand
in
that. Hold on.
I don't want to why. Like I said, I don't want to why. Hand it over the electronics of water.
Nice.
You know what? I wonder after a procedure, like a vasectomy, if that would be a good idea, or like maybe after the incision heals.
To sell your lady friend, it's kind of like when you put your feet in for the pedicure, when you get like right at the beginning before they go to work on you. It's like, oh, it's kind of nice.
I wonder if it'd be helpful when you're trying to make a baby.
I don't know.
You know, because they say tight clothing and the heat and the underwear and stuff hurt your sperm count. I wonder if a cool water junk dunk would be the thing to get your motility up.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't studied that part.
You need to come up with
claims there either way.
Yeah, you should just make some absurd claims of that just because.
Yeah, there you go.
Wouldn't it be great if you could get these sold through insurance and then you could jack the price way high?
All the medical supply companies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'd love it.
Listen, I've seen that baby fever and what my friends have had to go through. Like, I watched Big E go through this. Mm-hmm. And, dude, when you get to the point where you're literally driving to yourself to an office in front of strangers to go into a room to jerk off to a 1984 Playboy, you've been pushed by somebody. You're not doing that on your own. They would buy this if there was any way this could help the motility.
Oh, yeah.
You know, chill everything, get everything going, massage the things, keep everything healthy.
There you have it.
And
you never know.
And have you found anybody with balls so big they wouldn't fit in?
You know, I'm sure they're out there. We haven't heard that scenario yet, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, let me.
If there are those people, we're here for every man. So if they just want to let us know on our website, we would do our part to make sure that we get one that they would fit in.
Well, let's find. I'll introduce you to a guy who may test that theory. His name is Baron Corbin. Lock him down, Mr. Baron Corbin. Welcome to the show. Hello, Mr. Corbin. Are you there, Baron?
I'm here. What's going on, man?
Yeah, I'm here with Ryan Walls, the CEO and founder of Testacuzzi. We were talking about Testacuzzi on Friday.
Testacuzzi?
Yes, you remember?
You got the man himself on the phone?
Yes, Ryan. This is Baron Corbin.
Baron, how are you?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Good. hey, they tell me that you saw us online and brought us up on the radio. And so I heard them talking about how you might want a gold testacuzzi. And so we're going to send you one with the King's Jewels inscripted on it for you.
Oh, my God.
How's that
amazing.
Sound?
The king needs a jacuzzi for his jewels.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, listen. And then you got to bedazzle the thing. I mean, you got to just go ahead and go full bore with this.
Are you talking about my jewels or the testicles?
Yes. Yes. Of course. Both? Of course. You, listen, I'm surprised you don't have just your pubes braided with fine jewels and precious gems.
Who has pubes these days?
It's too much. It's too much for me to think of anymore. UI. But a gold-plated testacuzzi is going to be coming your way, inscribed from the company, from Ryan Walls himself, the founder and CEO of Testacuzzi. And we've been talking about this.
That's incredible.
Do you think that the other guys, the other wrestlers, will go crazy and want their own testacuzzis?
I mean, I feel like I'm just going to use it in the middle of the locker room, and they're all going to absolutely need one.
Yeah. Yeah, just they won't even know why. You're just sitting there before the show, and you just pull it out and just dunk it in, and they're like, "What in the hell is going on?"
Yeah, I'll just attribute my success to the testacuzzi.
Of course. Listen to this. This is what it sounds like. Can you hear this, Baron?
That's amazing. Are you using it right now?
No, it's up to the mic, but I do plan on using one later on, just because now I'm kind of tore up about it.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'll give you a go ahead about it. But I feel like in the hot days of summer, like if you come in from outside, you know the kind of humidity. You live in Florida. Yeah. I live in Kansas. It was hot enough this weekend that my balls were sticking to somebody else's legs.
I mean, I'm excited because, you know, I've seen the pictures and I'm going, okay, this looks cool. Like, and the more I think about it, I'm going, it really does serve a purpose.
Listen, I'm not even thinking jacuzzi heat. I'm thinking walk in from outside summertime, drop a couple
nice
ice cubes,
cool,
some
water.
Yes, and just sit quietly in my room, perhaps peruse a magazine or two.
Yeah. Is there a rule where you can use it in your house? Because I feel like I'm going to use it in the living room.
What do you think, Ryan? Who's using it and where?
There are so many different functions for this, and we've heard so much amazing feedback, but I mean, a lot of people are taking this thing to the bedroom with their girlfriend, and they're, you know, starting off their session with that. And I don't know what I can say, or not on your radio show, but they're using it to get blown, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. We call that. That's normally the colloquialism is a mouth hug.
A mouth hug, yes.
Yes.
So, you know, there's so many different functions for it, and it's just, we've heard the cold water, the warm water, the hot water, and guys sitting around as a group smoking cigars, dunking their balls, you know, drinking beer. It's just like
my cigar case right now going, that sounds awesome.
You know, maybe I would smoke a cigar and dunk my balls in this, but I'm not doing it with a bunch of friends. That's just, it's just.
Yeah, that's, come on, that's not my thing selfish. Either, but you know what?
I'm said, don't be selfish.
The product and they're enjoying it. So.
You think it's selfish if I won't do that with friends?
Yeah, at least with me.
All right, maybe you. Maybe you and I could do it.
Whiskey, a cigar, and a jacuzzi.
Yeah, you're right.
Does anything sound better than that?
Are we going to use one or two?
Well, I mean, it just depends how much room there is in there.
It's pretty amazing the amount of money, the amount of these you can sell. Now, you're the founder and the CEO of Testacuzzi. Is this your only entrepreneurial adventure, or do you have more than this?
I've got quite a few things, none as fun and exciting as this, but I've started in real estate and I do a bunch of stuff. So,
because I know we saw you on that website, dudeiwantthat.com, but you've been on The Doctors, which was a huge thing because that's such a legitimate TV show and they show so many things that had to have been a monster of a kickoff for you.
Like I said, since we launched in August of last year, it has been nonstop. We can't keep these things in. The second they come in, they're sold out, and we're making them as fast as we can make them.
And you, how many do you think you're selling? I mean, if you want to talk about that, just a ballpark, would you say you've sold over 100,000 of them?
We're reaching that range. We're definitely getting above that number. I don't know that I want to use.
No, I got you. That's good for you. Good for you, man. That's fantastic. I feel like this is the executive gift. I'm not sure if it's proper to give one to your boss at work, but it's a pretty amazing thing. These should be awards. I mean, I feel like the next step for this is also you can send it personalized with an award. Like your balls must be so sore after that incredible whatever, like the promotion, the overcoming, the ball game, the win, the goal was achieved, whatever it was.
Yeah. Yeah, after your marathon, instead of getting a medal to hang around your neck, they give you a nice testacuzzi and say, good job, go take care of yourself.
Or yeah. Post-divorce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we need to have sell these for us, as divorce attorney.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, after the divorce, you're like, dude, you're going to want to ice those things down.
Uh-huh.
It's what do they say for that when you injure yourself, Baron? Not necessarily your genitals, but your muscles. Like, is it... You do heat and then cold, then heat. So let's just say...
Hot, cold therapy.
Yeah, hot, cold therapy. So after, like, say, maybe a big honeymoon or a new relationship.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. I feel this. This is pretty fantastic, Ryan. And you sell these for $70 a piece. You can't keep them in stock. And now you have the world's biggest superstar for the WWE is going to be the first professional athlete that at least has come out, in public to say, I love this. I have one of these.
Yeah.
You know, it's huge, and it's awesome. We've had so much feedback. We actually had, you guys know who Johnny Knoxville is. He posted about it the other day, and we just thought that was hilarious. A lot of people loving this thing.
I'm sorry, Baron. I know he couldn't hear you. What did you say, Baron?
Well, I'm just saying, I'm thinking about using it after masses, after, the gym. And that's awesome that Knoxville's unit, we know his jewels need a nice soaking.
Yes, he's had incredible injuries in each one. All right, listen, Baron, we will make sure that gets sent to you. It will be personalized, of course, for the King's Jewels, Baron Corbin. And so hold on a second here. Stay right there. And now, Ryan, I appreciate you, man. And it's really nice of you to send him a gold one.
You bet, yeah. We're excited to. Great of him to want to use it. We're excited.
I'll tell you the truth. Until I saw these in person, I did not realize how genuinely nice they really are. I mean, like a high sheen, high grade, like molded plastic, and then that super soft, high grade, like little rest for your penis. Mm-hmm. And just the way it looks is very funny to me because it does look incredibly nice.
Oh, it's very nice.
And if it were just sitting on someone's desk in a million years, nobody would walk in and be like, you got yourself a ball jacuzzi, but it sure would be fun letting people know what it is. Man. All right. Listen, anything you need ever, anytime you want to stop by, anytime you've got something new, all you got to do is pick up the phone.
Hey, we really appreciate you guys, and let us know if you need any more. We want a couple for your listeners to have, so we'll send you anything else you need.
Look, these are hot days outside. I'm down for giving these to some guy to cool off when he gets home. I think during August or July in Kansas City, the best thing you could possibly do is go to Sonic, get some of that small pellet ice, maybe chuck a little in, maybe throw like a little fizzy water, and just let the day melt away. Just forget about what went down all day. All right, you hold on a second. Stay right there. I didn't get this until the idea of it being so goddamn hot outside.
So hot.
And then you get home, you're like, oh, man, these things. Here.
Treat yourself.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.